not participating, you can always join those transmissions, no charge, three days a week, at least for now. Okay, so we're going to see how we can be of further assistance. We'll begin with Jennifer.
Wait, I'm here.
You're all warm and toasty in your sweatshirt. I totally understand. And say your name, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
I understand why you went first. You're looking for your okay. You're looking for your own respect. You're looking for your own decision-making courtesy. So there's a tendency to like come upon the light and you're like, I get it, I own it, I respond to it, I'm digging it, I am there. But then there's like a pause or a comma or a holding your breath and you kind of look up to another and you energetically say, is that okay? So you want to remember how you're diminishing your high value when you do that. You want to remember that you're losing spiritual points when you do that. And so you want to remember that this is really like a strength building exercise. So just think about like if you go work out in the gym. Okay, like I've increased the pounds or whatever, and I'm going to do so many reps because I really want to build those muscles. So you don't want to take it down a notch. Like imagine me going up to like, I don't know, 20 pounds. And then it's like, oh, well, maybe 15 pounds missed me. Maybe I should do one of 15 just, you know, because I don't want them to be feel left out. So you just want to see how kind of ridiculous that would be because you're really in charge of your good favor. You're really in charge of your say-so. In other words, where you're heading. And you don't need to look back. So it's almost like, I'm going to learn that story so I can say it properly, but that story where, you know, like don't turn around and Lot turns around and people turn into salt or whatever the story is. So, but the point is you don't need the permission from the outer. And so the outer is going to want you to think you do. And so you want to remember that outer is just, it's all you. So it's those places where you were still blinded, but now you see. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
So you want to remember that you're your own judge. So just imagine, you know, it's the Olympics or whatever, and it's like three judges. What are they going to say? And you want them to say you're 10, 10, and a 10, right? That would be very lovely. You want to understand that you're the one with the scorecard. You're the one with the score sheet. So if you've given yourselves 9.5, 10, you're the only one that says anything. You're the only one that decides. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
Thank you. So you want to remember that you're about to soar. And you want to remember that you're about to, how would I say that? Like, Jennifer, say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
It's like rise above your, oh goodness, this is so wonderful. Rise above your old understanding. So it's like when you see yourself in a new light, everything changes, everything shifts because now you have a new understanding of self. And what you're about to discover is that absolutely positively doesn't matter what anyone else says, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks because now you've decided. But because you've built up sorrow, you've been carrying sort of like a false dictation or a false sense of security where you feel like you need to get everyone's agreement. And it's like, no, you don't. You have final say. It's so important you understand that. You're not picking up, you know, like you do a class and then there's a review at the end of the semester. What did you think about the professor? You're not picking up any, like, can you rate this class? It's really your own decision making. It's so important that you really feel like all those votes are within your very lap. The card I have for you, sweetheart, which is so perfect for this little story, is Joy and Stability. This is the God card. So it's sort of like, well, what does your God self have to say? What does your God self have to say? Say your name again, my love.
Thank you.
Oh. I'm trying to pull it out, but when I'm looking at them, it's so wonderful. When I'm looking at you, there's sort of like this cobwebby energy. And when I'm talking, I'm just watching it be pulled out. I'm just watching it be like released. The reason they can pull it out is you've dropped your drawers. What they mean by that, it's like you've given the okay, you've given the permission. You've been willing to shine upon your own light, shine upon your own self. And so because you're establishing that inner glow, it's sort of like your higher self, it's sort of like, okay, you know, like now we can release this because she understands who she is. So here we go, solar plexus. This is all about your strength. This is all about your say-so. This is all about you coming inside. If I'm like at some place and they're like, would you like to sing? And I don't trust myself to sing. Well, then I'm never gonna find out that I could have won the award. But if I have the courage to believe in myself, well, then they can hear me, then they can sponsor me, then they can give me a record deal. But if I don't believe in myself first, well, then back to the bus, you know, go you, because you're just gonna go back without that higher enjoyment. Say your name one more time, my love.
Jennifer.
Thank you. So you're gonna see a lot of twists and turns. What I mean by that is like opportunities to reach heaven. What I mean by that is just like these experiences that are gonna come one after another, after another, after another, to help you decide. So when we say help you decide on your light, help you decide on your innocence, help you decide on your strength. The card I have for you is Love Abounds. And this is you, my love. Oh my gosh, if this isn't you. So here's the earth, here's you with your amazing heart, and everything's gaining access. In other words, you're open to your light. Okay, say your name one more time, my love.
Anything?
Don't give it another thought. Don't give it another thought. I need to explain this before we close. Say your name one more time, my friend.
Jennifer?
You want to remember that it's the same thing I said before. It's not what someone else thinks, it's what you think. And what you think is, I have to explain this, I got it, thank you. There's no world out there. I know that sounds so bizarre, but it's really true. So what we experience in terms of how others respond to us has to do with our own say-so. In other words, it has to do with what we have said to ourselves or how we are responding to ourselves. That's what I want to say. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Yeah, there's no, I mean, it makes perfect sense that you're kind of coughing a little bit. Because when I saw you do, when you started doing that, I saw you go up to a mic, like a radio mic, but this mic was huge. I mean, it was just like the biggest mic I've ever seen. And the second I saw you do that, energetically, you started coughing. So funny. So it's sort of like letting all those cobwebs release. Say your name one more time, my love.
Jennifer.
It is so good. When I'm looking at you, when I say phlegm, it's not physical phlegm. It's like cobwebby phlegm is the only way to explain this. And the more that you agree, now you're feeling it. The more you...
It feels like a hairball.
It feels like a hairball. There you go. Exactly. Exactly. So that's what's being released. That's what's, you know, just imagine cleaning your house and you see those spider webby things everywhere. That's exactly what it looks like. And so the last card I'm leaving you with is Magician. So this is the love inside. This is like the spiritual electricity inside that's cleansing all of that. That's cleansing all of that. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
You're saying just believe. Just believe. Just believe. So to kind of summarize, imagine you took a class. I don't know why we're in school today, but we are. And it's the last day, and the teacher's like, okay, everyone, take out a pen and paper, or however they do it electronically now. And they're like, okay, give yourself a grade. And you're like, what do you mean? What grade do you think you deserve? That's basically what it is. You're passing yourself. You're advancing yourself. So good. And I hope that helps. And did you have a question today?
My question would be, thank you. First of all, thank you. My question would be like when the I'm just going to call it like the old thought pattern comes in, is there like a technique that might help like kind of replace that old false belief?
The self-inquiry question of what if that's not true? So just like a sort of gentle self-inquiry. I know I've always believed that, but what if that actually isn't true? Like just out of curiosity, just like, you know, you're having coffee with a girlfriend and she's telling you a little story and like whatever, and you're like, you get it. Like, what if you've just believed all that all this time, but it actually isn't true? Say her name again, my love.
Jennifer.
Thank you. So just that little bit of, how would I say that? Say your name one more time, my friend.
Jennifer.
Just that little bit of advisory statement. They're saying what that does is it provides spaciousness. It provides room for new consideration, for new reality to take hold. What if that's not true? Let's see how you do. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
You do marvelously. When I'm looking at you, it's like you just became a Statue of Liberty or whatever. So I asked for final outcome. How are you going to do on that, by the way? And here you go. Trust. It's sort of like you're taking off and soaring. You're like the girl in Frozen. You're like, you know, like in Frozen is just such a good example, that movie or show or whatever, of what we're talking about. Like it's all here for the taking. As you will decide. So again, what if it's not true? Like just out of a curiosity, like what if what I've been believing actually isn't really true? Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
I have this dear client who every so often in the daily messages, she'll write to me and she'll say, tell me more, tell me more. So that's just what I feel when I receive you. So it's sort of like, what if it's not true? And then that tell me more is like offering that curiosity to your higher self. Like, tell me more, your guides, your higher self, your angels, all of the above. So what that does is again, the spaciousness, the expansion, opening yourself up for new consideration. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
It helps so much. I could feel that, and I could feel like that opening, and then there's like this moment of panic, like that something needs to fill that space. But then I saw myself just allowing myself just to be in the space for the light to dictate.
That's the point. Yeah. You were in the space. You didn't check out. You didn't like report to anger, denial, didn't check out, like you stayed present. And that's how the change occurs. Like you stay present. And the way you stay present, it's just like that, like, what if? So you're sort of like playing with the energies and that helps you stay present. So it's like you're still in sort of like a trusting posture. There you are, trusting posture. Beautiful.
Mwah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Katie. Katie, I muted you, so you're going to need to unmute, please. It should be bottom left, perhaps. There you go.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
How are you?
I am good, thank you. Nice to say hi. All right. And say your first name, please.
Katie.
Say it one more time.
Katie.
Want more. Desire more. It's sort of like you're waiting for someone to hand it to you. You have to aspire to it. You have to desire it. You have to believe it. So you're sort of like, when are my guides going to bring me more? When you decide, when you choose, when you take a roll call. So it's almost like, you know, I would really love to go camping, but I don't know if I can pull it off. Let me figure it out. Well, you know, I do have a sleeping bag and I do seem to have a canteen, and I do have those days off from work. And then you start getting excited because you start building up the intention of desire. So it's sort of like going camping is actually like a present reality that I can bring into practicality. In other words, I can bring into form. Say our name again, my love.
Katie.
There's this tendency just to sort of like, I don't know, wait till spirit like I'll just be here. So whenever spirit wants to surprise me, you know, they know where to find me. I'll leave the door open. So while that's actually purposeful, you also want to have a little bit of gecko. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
Thank you. So you want to remember you're the one birthing your reality. So if you can just imagine, and apparently this is super true, all of creation already is. So it's like a big, massive video game with every single possibility, whatever you decide, it's already present on another level of reality that you could then call forth, that you can then request, that you can then summon. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
So you want to really bring up that desire. I would really like to be an amazing painter. I would really like whatever it is. Say your name one more time, my friend.
Katie.
You will bring it forth in your imagination. So as you imagine it, so it can be. So just think of someone that, I don't know, becomes a famous actress or whatever. Well, there was a lot of like self-motivation in bringing that into manifestation. They had to believe that. They had to practice for that. They had to, and this is the important part, and this is why you're coming after Jennifer. They had to assume it was possible. That's where they need you to increase your look or increase your desire or increase your range of possibility. It's a little bit like, why not you? Why not you? There's not this like finite amount of, well, we already have 7 really marvelous painters on the planet, so we don't need any more. You know, like there's no limitation. So you really want, it's more like a self-serve universe. That's what I want to say to you. It's a self-serve universe. So what are you willing to serve the self? You really need to pray about that, sit upon that, meditate upon that, write that down, put it on under your pillow before you go to sleep. Because as you say so, you will self-activate. You are incredibly, I'm not sure what it is, but you're sort of taking the road of least resistance for whatever. And that may have actually been purposeful. It may have been like, you may have cried a time or two, or you may have gone through a lot where, you know, like when you need to catch your breath, it's like if you're tired swimming, then sometimes it's good to go on your back and do some kind of breaststroke or something that just doesn't take as much energy until you sort of regain your strength. And that's how I feel. I feel like you took a hit. And it's sort of like, I'm going to sit this out, or I'm just going to do the minimal. And the thing about you, my love, is you're so extraordinary. Your minimal is really quite impressive. But it's sort of like time to now start your engines again. It's time to now have your say so. It's sort of like now time to sort of like, okay, you know, now I'm fully recharged. What do I want to do from here? Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
On your direction, on your say so. I will say this, you're very good in sponsoring others. You helped somebody recently that really felt like they were going to fall down, that really felt like they didn't have a choice. They really felt like they just couldn't. They, whatever it was, they couldn't. But when I receive you, you advance them. Now, the way you advance them is you held that vision for them. You saw them higher. You saw them in their complete status. And let me tell you something. They succeeded, or they're on their way, but when I'm looking at them, they're going to succeed if they haven't, because you sponsor them energetically. So it's really just taking that amazing source energy that you see so clearly and turning it upon yourself. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
They're saying, there you go. There you go. You're beautiful. When I say you're beautiful, your spirit is so beautiful. again, you come after Jennifer, every message sort of bleeds into the next one. So if you remember her message, it's like she decides, and then you show up. So it's the same thing. You decide, you decide. Say your name one last time.
Katie.
You can have it if you decide you can. You want to really pray upon that. Put that one under your pillow as well. You can have that as you decide you can. When I say decide you can, the energy that went through my body is so significant. I can't even explain to you how significant it is. And your third eye exploded. Your third eye just like boom, boom. So you want to know that it's sort of like you're sitting on that golden egg. But the only way that it's going to crack and break open, say your name one more time, my friend.
Katie.
Is you advise it to, as you advise it to. So when I'm looking at you, I'm just looking at your chakras, and you suddenly had gold, 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 gold. They're showing me button covers. I don't know. I went through a phase in the 80s where I had these like beautiful, where are they now, right? There were button covers, and they were beautiful, like eyelet, pink flowers. Anyway, I used to love them. But when I'm looking at them, I saw you dressed in them, and then they suddenly became light. So it's sort of like at each chakra, light, 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 light. And the card I have that sums this up is heal. So you have extraordinary capacity to receive your diamond light, to receive heaven on earth. I mean, you're extraordinary, but they need you to get moving. They need you to like, it's not going to happen without you, is the point. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
Thank you. And the last point is you have enough ammo. In other words, you have enough energy because you just lent it for a friend who's very much on their way because you sponsored them. So that's the point. Now you got to bring it home to self. Here's your last card. It says joy and stability. This is my God card. But if you look at that light, that's what I was seeing on each of your chakras. Like ding, 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 ding. Say your name one more time.
Katie.
You decide. So simple. I mean, it is, and I understand you still have to walk it out, but that's literally all you're waiting on. That's like how groovy this whole story is. Say your name one last time.
Katie.
It's almost like just do it. Just do it. If I came by and I told you my story, you would hold the vision for me, and you would be fantastic. So you're just turning it around yourself. That's your message, my love. I hope it helps. And did you have a question today?
You answered all my questions.
Awesome. Mwah. So much
love,
sweetheart.
Thank
you
so much.
You're welcome. Oh my God, you're so deserving. You're ready. Hello, Miss Carmen.
Hi, I'm here. Just give me 1 second to hit record. May I have a message, please?
Don't stop. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, I know I've given you this message before. And it frustrates me to hear it because I know all messages are for myself. You're opening up to something and you need to give it more volume. One moment, my love. I know exactly what they're saying to me and to you. So for me, I tend to open up and then I stop. That's enough for today. Or I should go order those new pens on eBay. Or I don't know what it is, but I find a reason to stop. The more we remember, all of our stops are just unconscious resistance. I don't really need to go to eBay. I can make a note to do it later. But I'll watch myself leave very, very high energies in order to tackle a linear concern. And I used to do it blindly, but now I'm getting very aware, like the denial is just gone. And I'm very aware that I'm slowing my own progression. And I'm watching it thinking like, why would I do that to myself? And again, using Jennifer's message, the more that we kind of observe ourselves with curiosity, rather than that's wrong or chop chop or, you know, like the more that we just sort of have that meditative curiosity or awareness. Like, just imagine you're a manager, you just got hired, and they're taking you through production, and they're taking you, and so you're just observing everything, but you really get such a beautiful bird's eye view about it because you're not tunnel vision. You haven't been working there day in and day out. So you can see sort of the bigger picture of how things are managed, and you watch people like walk all the way across the room and walk all the way back, and you're like, why don't you just put that closer to them so they don't have to like be using that energy going back and forth. So you just sort of see things wiser. In other words, you see things more complete. For some reason, that's what's occurring right now when I'm looking at you. You're pulling something, you're calling on something, and that something has so much energy, it has so much gas, it has so much power, it has so much illumination, you're ready to explode. In other words, it's very, very, very valuable. So again, if you make this like long journey to get yourself in the Dalai Lama's audience, or to climb in the Himalayan mountains to talk to some master, you wouldn't take each and every phone call. So in other words, you would really prioritize your time of arrival. In other words, you would really, what would be the word? Like, consider that moment, that space, sacred space, to be auspicious or to have special pleasing. So in other words, you wouldn't be so quick to jump. You wouldn't be so quick to turn around. When I'm looking at you, you still have like one foot on the ground. And what I mean by that, it's sort of like they're trying to get you to jump, and they're trying to get you to soar, and they're trying to get you to expand, and they're trying to get you to soar. And excuse me, you're still like staying tethered to suffering. So you're not extraordinarily different than anyone else in that regard, because we're all ready to explode. We're all ready to shift and turn around. However, what's amazing about you has to do with your range of desire. In other words, you've reached higher value or higher orchestration. So they're trying to get you to merge with that. They're trying to get you to, they're saying push yourself higher. So that word push is certainly in there. So let's figure that out. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen.
You're saying, don't you already know? Don't you already know? So what they mean by that is, the more you can start switching your advocacy, in other words, the more you can start switching what you consider to be real, that is gonna help you explode. That is what's gonna help you release the false voice. Because you're really, energetically speaking, swimming in higher atmosphere right now. And when you do that, life's going to have a different feeling or a different sense. Because, how would I say that? Carmen, say your name again, my love.
Carmen?
They're saying that because you're going to realize the true voice of all. So in English, there's a lot happening energetically for you, with you, surrounding you, if only you will seek higher. To me, it reminds me of that 49-51% analogy. So imagine you're 49% aware of spirit, or aware that we're not really the physical body, or aware that there's love inside, or whatever you're aware of. And then 49%, oh my gosh, I lost the energy. It's so funny. It was like someone just shut a door. Oh, I get it. So remember when we were talking about we're going higher, and to permit yourself. So they just let me see what it is you do so I understand. How extraordinary. Oh, I totally understand. Now I'm like really amazingly linear. Okay, so let's solve this for you, my love. Say your name again, my love.
Carmen.
Say it one more time.
Carmen.
Thank you. Whatever your word for spirit is, spirit, God, I am presence, Jesus, mother, like whoever you want, make it very affordable. Make it very present. Make it very practical. Like they're always with you. They're always in the room. So you can imagine your higher self with you. You can imagine Jesus with you, whoever you want, whoever turns you on. But that's the whole point, to stay turned on. To stay turned on. So if I'm working with green Tara or red Tara or whatever, then she's going to be with me morning, noon, and night. Not only when I say so, but in all advisories. There's something about you keeping that door open. There's something about you increasing your love's desire where they're saying like you're going to split your pants. In other words, at some point, you got to open up to heaven on earth. At some point, you got to take the running jump. You got to take the leap of faith. And it's not that anything changes significantly in your outer. It's that you just start dreaming big because you start eating more, like a bigger slice of the pie. In other words, you start graduating. You start like reassembling. When I say reassembling, I kid you not. You have a master guiding you. Oh, what would you call that? Like bilocation, where somehow they have mastery over their chromosomes or energy, whatever it is. But you know, it's sort of like Star Trek, you know, like they evaporate here and they arrive over here. You've got a guide that knows how to do that, my friend. So if you can understand the power that is escorting you, that's what they need you to trust. Because you're still, what would be the word? Say your name one more time, my love.
Carmen.
Well, you're still afraid to let go, which is okay. I mean, we all are to some degree. However, it's like you've already turned on the stove. Like, you know, you haven't decided if you're staying for dinner, and yet they're starting to boil the water on the stove. It's so good. Say your name one more time, my friend.
Carmen.
I'm going to sum this up. I hope this makes sense. When I receive you, it's like you're in this 3D reality and you're opening up to love above. So it's sort of like I'm in my 3D reality, but I'm aware that I have guests. What you're doing is shifting from that to, say your name one more time, my love.
Carmen.
The awareness that it's all one and the same. In other words, the awareness that you're already in sunshine, the awareness that everything really is spiritual phenomena, spiritual consciousness, the awareness that you're already in 5D, the awareness that, say your name one more time, my love.
Carmen.
That you're already set to go. The more you can remember that 3D reality, it's almost like a Monopoly game. It's form that we're using to decide upon our power, decide upon our brilliance. The card I have for you is authority. And I can't even explain to you how important that is. When I receive you, to summarize this, it's not nearly as hard as I may be making it sound, but its emphasis is substantial. And it's literally the difference where if you hold 51% of stock, you can take over a company or make the decisions or whatever. 51% is huge, hugely different than 49%. As amazing as 49% is, you're at 49% deciding to go all the way to 51%. So you're just shifting in degrees. In other words, the more I recognize everything's energy, everything's consciousness, everything's God, in other words, and that's my first priority versus everything's real, I have a real linear life, but spirit's nice enough to accompany me. So that little switch is going to take you to your next arrival. Say your name one more time.
Carmen.
Arrive now. My words for everything I just said is put God first. Whatever your word for God is, put God first. I put God before my marriage, my child, my parents, my income, my health. It's sort of like whatever your word for God is, like that's the priority always. You think you're doing that, but they're helping you accelerate that. All these cards, sweetheart, authority again. Say your name one last time.
Carmen.
Here's what I want to follow up and just finish the story with. As you let, I'm going to use the word God, whatever your word for God is, but as you let Source lead in everything you do, let Source lead. Say your name one more time.
Carmen.
It will change your very existence. It will change your very life. The energy I have running through me when I said that is so good. Like, I am in love with this energy. Like, you fall in love, you can feel all the tingling, like, ooh, you know? That's how I feel about the energy that is coming through you. It's like, gotta have it, marry me, like, gotta have more of it. It's just that stimulating. It's just that explosive. And here's your final outcome card, because you're about to nail it. Love abounds. So it's sort of like love coming in, people, make room. Love coming in. Say your name one last time.
Carmen.
Super good. I hope that helps. I hope that helps. And did you have a question too? Oh, except I have to say this before we move to your question. All these cards, authority again. All right, case closed. And did you have a question today, my love?
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
So from that perspective, because that's where I want to be, I know that what's going on with my daughter is in service to everything you just said. And so how can I be there for that relationship? And really, I guess really what's the goal, or why, I don't know, just I really need help with my daughter, even though I understand that it's an illusion. I still want to be in service to the God or the light with her, with us.
Of course.
One.
So they're saying it's like an illusion, but it's a very purposeful illusion. So it's a little bit like what Ram Dass would always say, I forget what he said, but it's like, it's just a role, but play your role well. In other words, it's through playing the role of the illusion that you come to understand truth, that you come to understand your light. So the illusion is remembering it's an illusion. It's really, that's there to remind you to come back to your power. Because if you're attached to form, or you think that form has power beyond you, you're always going to stay away of your light, because you're always going to be busy just defending yourself or being on the offense so nobody attacks you, because you're going to attack first. But you're just playing this game of power for infinity. Whereas if you identify with Source and that's your first stop and that's your first answer, well, then you come back to your draw, then you come back to your light. So it's not about ignoring illusion, but it's recognizing that you're sourcing the illusion. So in English, it's showing you your own consciousness. Okay, so let's look at your daughter. Say your name and your daughter's name, please.
Carmen Sophia.
And what seems to be the problem, Mama?
So up here, grade 9 is like the first year of high school. Mm-hmm. So they got exams are coming up, and so the way it is now, she had English, science, religion, computers, and she had to do, I guess, an in-school project in each of them. And when she came home, I asked her, and she had points for each of the assignments, like subtopics, and she seemed to have a good outline. She was relaying it to me well, but it seemed to have lost after that. I think she just got lost in how to take those points and run with them. And I understand spiritually, you know, it's in my face, I see it, but I still want to be there to help her internally overcome this illusion of this grand, because then she still has to do the exams, and so she's drowning. And I understand it spiritually, I just need to know how to help her physically.
Okay, so if I could summarize it, she's just overwhelmed in managing her assignments. Is that the point?
Yes.
Okay.
And herself.
Okay. So she needs to remember the power of the light. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes.
So they're saying, do you see how she's mirroring you?
Yes.
There you go. There you go. So if you want to help her, help yourself. What you know true for yourself, you're going to know true for her. What you know true for her, you're going to know for yourself. So remember, you came after Katie. If you remember Katie's message, she's so good at helping others. She needs to turn that skill set around. So with you, it's the same thing. She's mirroring you, Mama. She's just mirroring you. So as you see her as helpless not, as you see her in her light, you're going to own that for her. You're going to send that to her. It's like, be thy healed, right? But you're really going to send her that higher vision. You're really going to send her that higher knowing. And when you do that for her, you're going to self-adjust the same. So she's showing you, it's just, she's showing you your own self. So there's nothing to panic or there's nothing to fear. This is really just your time to grow. And you guys are doing it together. Say her name one more time.
Sophia.
Thank you. See her flying. When you say Sophia, she's got angel wings. Choo, flying higher. Lady, all these cards, the card I pulled for Sophia. Are you ready? Authority. Because as you honor that for her, you know it for yourself. So she's helping you grow, you're helping her grow. Say her name one last time.
Sophia.
Of course she can do it. Of course she can do it. So that's the whole point. Whether you visualize it, when I'm looking at her, she's standing on these blocks of light. Like my son used to do Mario, whatever, when he was a kid. So when I'm looking at those blocks, I suddenly saw Mario for him, but those blocks were light. And it's sort of like stand on your light. Okay, stand higher on this light. So just play with it. For me, I'm very visual, so I start seeing these visualizations. You could energetically sponsor her, but just know that you're both learning the same skill set. Her last card, by the way, looking good, spiritual strength. So you honor it for her, and then she assumes all is possible, and that'll like deliver her very best.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. It. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Hi, Jenny Mac.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I love the name Sophia, too. All right. Hi, my love. And say your name, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
When I say this. Jennifer, say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Watch where you place your attention. So you know how they talk about it's a matrix and we've all been programmed to dumb down. And the idea is as long as we keep following the programming, we'll keep staying stuck. So the more that you understand you're in charge of your own compass, what they mean by that is it's like if you're driving a car, where you end up is dependent on what you do with the steering wheel. So where you're putting your attention it's like if you have 100 units of source energy a day, it's time to get a little bit more stingy about it. Like, where are you going to put your attention? Where are you going to put your energy? And to really decide to invest wisely. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
It's a little bit like, oh, I don't know. Like, I listen to some people talk and the things that they worry about or are upset about or whatever it is. And I'm like, if you were going to transition in a month, would you really be staying stuck with that little story there you're sharing with me? Would you really care? Would you really care? So for you, like, put your energy, put your spiritual muscle where it matters most. If you really find that whatever it is, you have different ways where you're opening up to the sunshine. Put your energy there. So whatever you're doing, I've got to take Moses with me. I've got to take Source with me, and that makes a difference. Or I think about light, and that makes a difference. Or I keep my heart open, and that makes a difference. But there's stuff that you're focusing on. I don't know what it is, but they're saying it really, it just doesn't really matter. But your ego is getting you to, like, oh, you got to be really concerned or invested, or you got to look into this. And it's really just taking you on a tangent. What it reminds me of, it's just like an obsession, really. Have you ever gone on Facebook and you just come on some, you know, you just read a comment, and then you read someone else's comment, and you read their seven replies, comments to that. Perhaps you don't do that, but I have in the past. And you just sort of like realize you've just been hypnotized. It's a little bit like meditating, realizing you've been thinking with your thoughts rather than observing your thoughts. In English, this is really about taking your power back. So you want to get very particular about where you lend it out, who gets to see you. In other words, where you draw your next right stuff, because you're going places and you're terribly, they're saying terribly involved, but what they mean is what you're doing, you're really doing right. So you want to be very self-privileged. In other words, when I say your time, it's really your energetic attention is very, very, very valuable right now. So only give it good credence. In other words, really value it. If you had 10 minutes with some holy master, you wouldn't be wasting your time asking them questions you don't really care about anyway, or that would give you like an intellectual answer, but it's not going to take you spiritually any higher. You would get very, very like clean in terms of like very diligent about what's the best use of my attention, my power, and to continue in that regard. The card I had is Sacrifice. As we all know, that's the Hangman card. So it's sort of like, how would I say it? It's a little bit like energetically getting a little bit more disciplined or a little bit more diligent in what really matters. Another way of saying this is just saying stay awake. And when you stay awake, it's like really becoming the meditation master always and really watching where your mind goes and if it's serving you or not. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
Thank you. The compliment to you is your soaring. So they're just showing you the card Spiritual Strength. And this is the point. What you're doing is making a difference and you're doing it really, really well. So make room for that. Make room for that. If you're trying, I always, you know, been with me long enough. If you're training for the Olympics, you know, I'm done with school, back on the ice skating rink. Well, that means you're going to miss some things, but it doesn't matter because I'm training for the Olympics. So you're in essence training for the Spiritual Olympics, or any other example you want. But when you receive that and you understand that, it's really going to make a difference. In terms of where you place your consciousness. And you're going to find yourself doing all kinds of haphazard things. That's okay. But it's sort of like a meditative exercise. The second you realize, oh, this is not getting me anywhere, it's like, back I go, back I go, back I go. And again, the compliment goes to you because you are being assisted. You are exploring. In other words, you're doing really well. So the card I have is Passion Ignited. Follow your passion. Follow your passion. You're going to notice, what would I call that? It's almost like obsessions or compulsions. I forget which means what. But things that you do that are just out of habit, not out of necessity, So whether it's procrastination or anxiety reducing or whatever it is, but it's hardly necessary now. So you're going to find course for movement. In other words, you're going to find that you've got the ability to really move into higher, I'm just going to call it discipline. And I don't mean like you're in the army now or anything. I just mean that when we get passion ignited, it's a little bit like my heart wants this so much. I am so dedicated that everything else needs to go. It's sort of like, because I only have so much energy, I only have so much units. And what do I want to do with them? Because they're precious. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
It's really good. It's really good. You're going to start noticing it. And it's really important to serve the light, because if you notice it with disdain, you're going to stop noticing it, because it's going to trigger shame that you're still clearing out. So you're noticing it with good recall, because it's a little bit like a scavenger hunt. You want to make it fun. So it's a scavenger hunt. And so when you notice, it's sort of like, bingo, you know, color in my square, give myself a cookie. Like, make it fun rather than, you know, what you're doing wrong. Just so pay attention to that. Just sort of like with ease, with grace, but really finding, you know, well, there's some units of energy I can pull back and use for something else. The card I have for you is spiritual strength. You're doing really, really, really well. So they're just sort of helping you with your process so that you start gaining speed. That's what I want to say, so that you really start gaining speed. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Open the gate wider. I don't know if you're channeling, receiving, I don't know what you're receiving, but open the gate wider. They're ready, you're ready, they're there. All these cards, spiritual strength, one more time. That is your message. I hope that helps. And did you have a question?
Thank you, yes. Yesterday I picked up like an IKEA bookshelf thing I bought used off Facebook. And when I got near the woman's like front door, my head, like I felt like I was like receiving like microwaves or radio waves to my head, and my vision started like shaking really bad. Like I was trying to type her name into Zelle so I could pay her, and I had to give her my phone because I couldn't see. I've never experienced anything like it in my life. And it was just really weird. I mean, the best thing I could say is like if I like stood near something, it was like invisible like rays, and it was really unpleasant and it affected my vision. And I was wondering if you could tune into that.
Oh my goodness. So it dissipated when you left? Like,
yeah, like I stepped back just a foot and it was like gone. But I got near her front porch, near her, just to like get her to give me her Zelle information. And then, so I don't know if it was in her house. I don't know if it was her. I don't know if it was in the area. But yeah.
All right. Well, mom and sweetheart. Excuse me. Well, I'm calling on my protection first before I tune in. Oh, a moment, honey. And say your first name, and do you happen to remember her first name?
Yes, Jennifer Sabrina.
Well, when you said Sabrina, I heard Sabrina the Friendly Witch. So you were processing something out. It was very purposeful that you did that. They're showing me a goddess. They're showing me a goddess card. Oh my goodness. I do have the Doreen Virtue goddess cards somewhere, and I will look them up later to see what goddess I'm looking at. But you were somehow assisting her. It was purposeful. It was set up ahead of time. You were supposed to get that IKEA thing and you processed something out. I don't know what it was, but you did a good job. The card I have is Universe. To make yourself feel better, I processed someone's anthrax back when I did therapy, and I was sick as a doggy. I mean, like massively ill all weekend long. And processed it out so it wouldn't cause him harm. He picked up an envelope that had the white powder, whatever. I mean, this was 100 years ago. But anyway, that's just what we do when we're needed. You're good. She's good. It was a service of love. And I will get you that goddess card later. But that's the point. That's just how good you are, my love.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you. They're saying thank you. Thank you. And this is the point. It should really leave you self-justified in terms of really understanding who you are and the direction that you're headed. Ah, my heart. All right, my love. Hello, Joy. How may we help?
Hey, Nicole, can I have a message, please?
Sure. Don't go home without it. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Joy.
Make sure you're setting the right stage. Remember when I was married. Anyway, he had a colleague who was a chiropractor, as chiropractors do. But she had an outside plant outside her office. And the deal was that when you came into the office, you energetically surrendered your stress, your negativity, the fight with your husband last night, you know, whatever you're worried about, and you sent it to the plant. So the idea is when you walk through the office doors, you were in a space of light, you were in a space of love. And of course, unfortunately for that plant, she had to exchange that plant periodically because of course it would kill the plant. But the idea is that it would keep light and harmony in her office space. That's what they're asking you to be a little bit more diligent of in terms of your own sacred space. So to really look at where you're carrying darkness or blemishes or, I don't know, like moodiness or depression or whatever it is, it's not like you're doing anything wrong. It's just that you've been misled in terms of your belief in suffering. In other words, that once it's there, it must continue. So they're really drawing your attention to your power, that you can insist on changing hands. So the way I do it is I just remember my light, you know, so if I'm feeling a little bit funky or, I don't know, sorry, like whatever it is, but hey, I got a group, I got a session, I got whatever. That's not going to serve. Or I just have my beautiful day to experience. So they're saying to remember that you're a master. So how I do it, I just call on the light. And I just remember it's a vibrational choice of consideration. Like there's another place to rest my head. As I choose, as I desire, as I commit. So I don't know if it's affecting your offspring or it's affecting the rest of your day or all of the same, or I don't know what it is, but it's affecting your atmosphere. So you may be like, but Nicole, I feel perfectly fine today, which is wonderful. But there are times apparently where you can use some assistance, you can use some adjustment. The reason I feel like they're bringing forth this broadcast is that you're very able. So in the past, you didn't have as much strength, spiritual strength, quite frankly. And so it was harder for you to see. So you sort of took a back seat to it because like, what else can you do? It's like, as if there's nothing else, I can't get that phrase, but the point being that you now have power. The card I have is partnership and alliance. So you have the ability to pick yourself back up. The way you do it, by the way, is kind of like an observation. So you're not kicking the can, you're not kicking your dog, it's like you're not kicking yourself. It's more of exploratory. So like, I know where I'm there, but what would it be like if I decided to go higher? And the more that you treat yourself kindly and with great respect, you're gonna realize that you can. For me, I just sort of hold the intention, but I just sort of wait. And when I wait, I can just feel it lifting. And sometimes I'll just see one thing and it'll spring me right back. So you can request that. You can just like call on that, decide on that. So in English, you're not nearly as helpless as you might first believe. Say your name again, my love.
Joy.
It's so wonderful. When I look at you, it's almost like these snowflakes just come to greet you. And like at the first sign of snow, you relax. In other words, the second you register that snow, or you know, like when you look at water and like it actually looks like a snowflake or whatever. So you can just imagine a drop of light, but it has to do with your intention. So as you like associate with that light, as you agree with that light, it literally shifts you. I mean, literally shifts you. Universe card again. Say your name again, my love.
Joy.
You've got more ammo. In other words, you've got more spiritual muscle than you've had in the past. So you've got more ability to make that shift or make that change. Okay, let me see if there's anything else. Say your name again, my love.
Joy.
They're saying you can do that in a moment's notice. You can do that at a moment's notice. So if you're sitting in like